Aber wenn ich schon wieder, that she does not have a Shem's Rach, if it does not have a Shem's Rach, how can we say that this negates the existence of the Shach and Bobet and Shach and Lich? So why is it possible? So for another reason it's possible. Because even though it cannot negate the existence of the Shach and Bobet or the Shach, the Mitet, but, and the Elachit is it is. So the fact is, one who sleeps in the mito, the new dead sheep. So he doesn't sleep under the Shach, he sleeps under the sheep. So it's not a Yishevi Sukkot. So it's a Elachit. But not because of Mitzvah of Shach Kosh, but the Shach Kosh, because that sheep negates the existence of the Shach and Bobet or the Shach and Lichet. Only when the sheep itself has a Shem Shach, then it can negate the existence of the Shach and Bobet or the Shach and Lichet.
Doesn't it have the same issue?
What is it?
Doesn't it have a Shem Issur? A Shem Issur that it would require a betela of a Shem.
No, it's because it's an Elachitit. In order to negate the existence of the Shach and Bobet or the Shach and Lichet, then the sheet itself has the Shem Shach. So then we say it negates the existence of the Shach and Bobet, the Shach and Lichet. But if the sheet does not have Shem Shach, it does not negate in any way the existence. But because of the Elachitit, the effect is the same, but it's on the basis. It's on the basis of Aloha of Elachit.
So according to the Gaon Yaakov, we could be but to the Shem.
I mean,
the Peshat in the Rambam. I mean, we could be but to the Shem Isser, and then we could sit in the Sukkah because it was.
I never mentioned Yaakov.
Who did you say in the Shibito of the Shem Isser? So you said there was a Shem Isser, and then the Pekah the attaching of a Shem Achalu Shem Chet. Hetzis or mitzvah, and the Ravid on the Rambam there. Oh, it was the cognac. I thought I understood the same issue.
One second. There, he says, so, Sula Mishin Dinyeshe, Misuko Deir, Mausi Gnei, Avon Tele, Sula Gavin, Akrinti Amito, Sheino Nero Shnai, Venyetzin, Vem Tzamito, Echot, Kashisewo, Echot, Vagler, Vilesin, Kunso, Mizel, Zek, Upeus, Nero, Sodom, Vum, Mishapira, Vekan, Vekan, So since it has to be on the basis of Elachitit, so if there is less than a tefach on top, so it doesn't have a shemeyo. So the mele it couldn't pass it because of Elachitit. Now, let's see the Rashi. Omer Achriz, lo yishonu elu b'nei ha-neshe, avu l'nei sokshe, avu l'nei sokshe. So Rashi says, v'shav yishach l'hov, so maybe it can negate the existence of the Shach and Bobet or the Shach and Lichet. He can do so, Mishim Shabbatum. Avon Aneiso, Ein Shom Shach Olel, Ein Shem Shach Olel, Ucheiro, it doesn't have the Shem Shach. So it cannot negate the existence of the Shach and Bobet or the Shach and Lichet to say it's him nonetheless. V'yeish Niforshi, Tain Dipsuo, Mishum Shneischo. Also, he mentions another Shabbat. The reason is why. The reason is why Mipnei Hanesha is possible that Piris or Osod, Tachter, Piris Tachter Osod, Mipnei Hanesha is possible is because of Shnei Schochen. Now Shnei Schochen in Russian means the Aloche that is deduced from the process of Basukeis, Goyisuka Tachasuko, Goyisuka Tachasuko. That Ashi always refers, Ashi in other Hashem, he always referred to that Psu. Of Sukkot HaSukko by the expression Shnei Schochen. So he says, V'yesh Leforshim, Kaim Yedikzulo Mishum Shnei Schochen. Mishum says, that's the reason as to why it is possible Mipnei Hanesha, because of Shnei Schochen. It is possible because of Leah. Now, we saw from the Balboya, the Ramoyas, that when do we have to resort to the posik of Basukeis, Luisuko Shetachas Ilon, that is in the case where the Ilon is above the Shach. So without the posik, I would say, he's sitting beneath the Shach. But because of the posik, Luisuko Tachasuko, Luisuko Tachasuko, Mashaim came, if he stretches out, he unfolds the vines He stretches it out beneath the schach. Then the Baal Moya says, then it's a coach and it's a sisvor. Why? Because then he doesn't sit under the schach. That's like Rashi's statement. I mean, because he doesn't sit, it's a ilach hitzitz, and he doesn't sit, he doesn't sleep under the schach. So the Baal Moya shita is that only schach shetachas liwa. So it's possible on the basis of the sakosu of basukis. But even tachas aschach, then it's on the basis of swara. Now here, Rashi mentions in the name of the Yeshiva Foshi. Rashi says, the Yeshiva Foshi time in the swara, mishum shnei schochim. Shnei schochim. Shnei schochim means the psul that is learned out from the posik of basukis. Of basukis. So, but, he is referring to Mipnei Hanesha. Mipnei Hanesha means Tachteo, because he was discussing Lo Yishom Lo'el Mipnei Hanesha. So Bishav Yisrach Lo'ol Mipnei Tachmif Mishim Kabutum. Then he said, Mishim Poshim Tayin Yipzulo Mipnei Hanesha Mishim Shnei Schochim. So Mipnei Hanesha means that the Sodim was spread out beneath the Schach. According to Baal Moya, the Xerxes HaKosov of Basukeis has no application. And Rashi mentions time the tzuah mifun b'nei schochim. So what's muhak from this Rashi? So it's muhak from this. I mean, that's not Rashi shita. That's not Rashi shita. The contrary. That's the Yeshiva Boshim shita that Rashi rejects. That the Yeshiva Boshim and Rashi are chilek in the Baal Moya. And they hold that it doesn't make any difference whether it's Sivon tachasas, whether it's sukkah tachas Sivon or Ivon tachasas sukkah. Both are possible because of the Zerzakos of Shnei Svarim. Not for any, not Mitzara Svarim, because the Elchitzitz, he simply doesn't sit, he doesn't sleep under the Schach, he sleeps and he eats under the branch of the tree. Not because of that. So without the Zerzakos, I would say, he does sit under the Schach, because true, he sits under the branch of the tree, but over and above the branch of the tree, there is a Schach. So maybe in final analysis, he's sitting, he's sleeping, he's eating under the schach, but because of the Zerzakos of Basukeis. So just as we learn out from that posik, the Lo Yisukah Tachasimon, so we also learn out from that posik, Lo Yimon Tachasimon. The qualification of
doesn't it?
One second, let me explain! Please let me explain! After I explain everything, then you ask me the questions! So, Rashi says, V'yesh v'voshim t'ayna v'yitzuha m'yishum sh'nei tzchoch. V'yefsher, v'yim kei v'rachiz devon mifsal, elu yim kei mufzak dalet. I work hard to go over the Gemara. I don't want to be interrupted. Please, you can wait a few minutes after I'm finished explaining. The Rashi is not so simple. One of the first things in learning is to have patience, not to interrupt me in the middle, and then you interrupt my continuity of thoughts. V'yesh v'poshim t'ayna v'tzuho, mishum shnei tzchochem, v'yefsha, din kei l'achiz d'eloi mifsal, eloim kei mufleg dalet. So Rashi says, the death pshat is not sound. It's not on the basis. Here is Tachteo Mipnei Hanesha because of Shnei Tzchochim. Because, if it is because of Shnei Tzchochim, so the psul of Shnei Tzchochim, so according to Rav Chisda, requires the aflogia of Dalet Tzchochim. Of Dalet Tzchochim. So what we see from this Rashi? Before I asked you, I said that Rashi Shite, that is Chemikah Rav Netam and Achilles Ageni. So, can be explained in two ways. So, is indicted from the Lashon of Rashi Mishneh. Here we have a Raya Bure, that according to Rashi, so the requirement of Afloge applies not only to Sukkot HaSukkah, but it applies also to Sukkot HaSilo. V'yef Shadim Kei Lera Priz Devo Yivsal, Elohim Kei Muf Vedalet, Do Yivom Aliyil Arbo. But Rav Chisda says Arbo in regard to Sukkot HaSukkah, where both Schoches are Schoches Kleves. What is it to do with this? So we see from this Rashi, that Rashi agrees with the Svare of the Marsha. We read in the Mikveh Kedalet, Suri Motzer Emeimah, our Leisok Sheva. Do he who possibly come on, Vinei Yisuko, Hamuflok in Dalet in Aschach, Mishum Shnei Schor. So he says, Wir reden die Mifrige Dalet, so wie man zu einem Eimer aber in Eisog Shero. So, is the same Rafrizi. And Rafrizi, in connection with Shul, the Hasuko, and that Yud of Dalet says, that there has to be a Klogi of Dalet. So the Meire in connection, with Sukko Tacha Sodin, or Sodin Tacha Sukko, he also requires a Klogi Dalet. And so, how can Rafrizi the same? Aber in Eisog Shero, but if the Hadesha is only possible in case of Aflo Gedalet, and Rafiz himself on the basis that even Aneiso is Psuo, where there is Aflo Gedalet, that's the Machloike between Rav Nachman and Rafiz. Do he possibly come on the Neue Sukkah and Aflo Gedalet in Aschach, Mishum Shnei Schochem? Now, so here we encounter a difficulty. That Rashi says, we see from the Rashi here, and from the Rashi in the Gemara on the base, we see Psula, no Yisuko, still in Hatfusi, Tahaschach Unoi, Psula Mishumei on Mapsi, Vishtaka Adolikome Bisul. He doesn't emphasize here Shnei Schochi. Rashi doesn't know the expression Shnei Schochi. Whenever Rashi refers to the psul of Sukkot HaSukko, he refers it by the expression of Shnei Schochim. Here he explains it on the basis of Eyo Chaitzitz, not Shnei Schochim. Why doesn't he refer it to the expression by Shnei Schochim? Why? Why not? Because Rashi, why doesn't Rashi refer in this case of Psula Mishum Eyal Mapsi? Why doesn't Rashi say Psula Mishum Shnei Schochim? And there is a Flog in Dalet too? The answer is, because Rashi Nishitose, Rashi emphasized here, Abu Leiso in Shim Schachole, Ukshev. So Mele, he doesn't have a Shem Schach, so he cannot apply the Psula Shnei Schochim, it has to have the Shem Schach. It doesn't mean that just because there is something, a certain substance, above it or beneath it, so the melee, the psul of Shnei Schochim applies only when it is a Shem Schach, whether it's Schach Kosher or Schach Kosel. So then we can apply the psul of Shnei Schochim of Eloi Sukkot HaSukko, Eloi Sukkot HaSukko. But so when does it have a Shem Schach? Only when it's placed as a protection, not if it's placed as an ornament, as a decoration, then it doesn't even have a Shem Schach. Not even Shem Schach Kosel does it. So that's why Rashi did not say here Psula Mishum Shnei Schochim. But he said Psula Mishum Eyal Mapsi V'Yishtakar L'Gone B'Sukki. Or so the question arises: Why does Rashi say here at the end? Avul Neiso Shevo. Do you possibly come and bring the Mifte Dalet to the Motzal Neima? Our Neiso Shevo. Do you possibly come on? Binoi Yisuki. Ham Vlogin Dalet Nasach. Mishum Shnei Schoch. Mishum Shnei Schoch. So we have to say that when Rashi says, do you possibly come on Binoi Yisuki? Ham Vlogin Dalet Nasach. Mishum Shnei Schoch. So in the name, according to Rashi's own Shite, according to Rashi's own Shite, so no Yisuki ham flogin dalet nashach, ham flogin dalet nashach would be on the basis of Eyo Chaitzitz, as Rashi himself says. But since Rashi is referring to the Yeshne Boson Shah, and they have a different Shah, and they say that the reason is why Mipnei Hanesha, the reason is why Mipnei Hanesha, so it is possible, is because of the Psul of Shnei Schochim, not because of Mitzdalev Schach Posel, Behadeh Schach Kosher. So then we have to say So according to the HD portion, it follows that there is no difference between Nehaneshar and Nehaneus. Because if we say that Nehaneshar is possible, because of the style of Bahadashar, and so then there is a difference between Mikne Hanesher and Linayus, because Mikne Hanesher is the psul is based upon the psul of Mistarus Haposbas Hakosher, and Laneiso, there is no psul of Mistarus Haposbas Hakosher because it doesn't have Shem Shach. So the psul could only be if there is a Chloket Aleph, so the psul could be because of Shleishoch. If there is a Chloket Aleph, so then the psul would be because of Eilach Hetzitz. But according to the Eishne portion, that if Mipnei Hanesher is not possible because of Mistarus Haposbas Hakosher, but Mipnei Hanesher is possible because of Shleishoch. So when the Mishnah says Mipnei Hanesher, is possible, so the Mishnah is referenced to the case where there is a flog of Dalet Vogel. And then Chafrizde says on the base that even in the case of Linoi, so there is also the psul where there is a flog of Dalet Vogel. So that means, according to the Eishne Porshin, it doesn't make any difference what the purpose of spreading out the sheep is, whether it is as a protection or as it is as an ornament, as long as there is a plugin, is the same soul. So since in the case of Hanesha, so it's possible with a plugin of Dalet Vochim and the basis of Shlishochim, so in the case of Minoi, it's also possible, because Rashi is refuting the age portion. So Mimele, he mentions it because according to the Yeshiva portion, we have to say that the psul of Shnei Schochim applies even when it's not placed for a protection. So since Rashi is trying to refute the sheet of the Yeshiva portion, so remember Rashi says that when the Gemara says, when Rafizde says, no Yisukya Mutlogim Menudale, so it's possible, so it's on the basis of Shnei Schochim. Because according to Yeshiva Poshim, there is no difference what the purpose between the case where someone spreads out the sheet as a protection, Mipnei Hanesher or Mipnei Hachamo, or he spreads it out. You know, because in both cases, only there is a Chloket Aleph. So then it follows, according to Yeshiva Poshim, it follows that according to Yeshiva Poshim, it has a Shem Shach, even if it's not spread out as a protection. That's why Rashi says Mishnei Shochim, because he is arguing with the Yeshiva Poshim. And according to Yeshiva Poshim, we cannot say, as Rashi says, Avonaneiso Yishim Shachal Ochevo. Because according to Yeshiva Poshim, so it's the same deal, whether it's spread out Mishnei Hanesher, so then only with that logic of Dalet Vochim it's possible, or it's spread it out Linoi. So again, if there is a plug of Dalet Vochim, it's possible. Now, in the case where it's spread it out Lehoke, with the Adesha, so then it's based upon the Psul of Shnei Schochim. So in the case where it's spread it out Linoi, it's also because of the Psul of Shnei Schochim. But they are not according to Rashi's own sheet. So by knowing Hamuklog in Dalet in Aschach, so it's not because of Shnei Schochim, but because of Eochitzes. Now let's go over again to Gemara. We'll soon see how the Rishayim, what the Rishayim say, as whether the psul of Sukkot HaHasilon, and even Tachasuko is the same psul, or as the Ramoya says, the Sukkot HaHasilon is based upon the Kizrasakosu of Basuki Steishu, and Ivon Tachasuko is based upon Svore, because he doesn't sit on the Zah. So we see that there is a Machlei Rashem. Milyonin Abde de Rabash, Anom Adbeis. Ish, Ibn Shalei Tutein Tebe Mai, Vi Ishtatche Antalalt. Antalalt. So Milyonin, the Ebed of Rabash, so the Xenis was stained, his shirt became dirty. So it became dirty in water. So then he spread it out to dry up on the sack. Omele ga wash it down and take it off from the sack. You will leave like on the sack and send it over and come to. That way there is not a sign that people will be hating you, that you use this shirt in the sack. So it's only Mishimara sign. So, Bok Hodelein, the Ritive, how can there be Mara sign? People see it's wet. I mean, which normal person would use a sack and a wet cloth? So the Gemara says, the reason is why he told him to take it off, because it will dry up in a short time. So then there will be marasai. But in the Hanami, as long as it's wet, there is no marasai. So from this Gemara it appears that the only reason is why Abashi told Binyamin to take it off because of marasai. But there was no psul in having the shirt spread out on the sky. Why shouldn't there be possible? Why shouldn't there be possible Saradi? Not only Shimarasani. Who has to worry about Marasani here? The Sukkah should be possible. The Sukkah should be possible because it's Pirisol and Sodi. So it's a shirt. What difference does it make whether it's Sodi or shirt? So there is a machlekes shame. Some Rishayim say there's a machlekes between the ritual thing and the law. Some Rishayim say that from this Gemara it's a right that only Pirisol or Sodi. So then it's possible, because it is done for the purpose. It is done for the purpose of protection. So it's possible. So does the ship schach? In other words, that's why we brush sheep. In other words, if schach possibly spread out over the schach or beneath the schach as a protection, so then it has a ship schach. If it has a ship schach, so maybe you can apply the psul of Nistar of Sachkosa by the Sachkosha, and of course you could apply the psul of Shneschoches also, if a plug is not required. So, Mashein came, but in case of Noi, not. Why not? Because Noi does not have a Shemeshach. So, when the Mashein said, since he spread out, Mitzir HaBeget, so mainly he doesn't have a Shemeshach. It's in the Habeget, you know what you cry out. So he doesn't have a Shemeshach. So maybe he cannot apply the Psul of Mistaros and Apostle Tzach Koshe, or he cannot apply the Psul of Shnishkot. Other Mishayim say, no, it doesn't make any difference. Linoi, so that means the reason is why Linoi is not possible, because Linoi, so it's an element, it's a decoration for the Tzach. So it becomes a pertinent to the Tzach. So maybe you cannot say, Mitzdarus Rakosa by Srakosha, that the Srach above and the Srach beneath it should be given a lesson. Why? Because of something that is a perfect in the Srach. So the Srach should be negated? Is that the way around? So this should be negated. This is only a perfect in the Srach. So that's only Shayer when something is placed as an impertinence in the Srach, as a decoration of the Srach, to beautify the Srach, to beautify the Sukkah. But here, He spread out the shirt or the jacket. He spread it out over the schach for his own use, for his own benefit. So remember, it's not a pertinent to the schach. So it cannot become bottle to the schach. If it cannot become bottle to the schach, so remember, it is possible. It is possible. Now, this is Rishayim. You see, on that question, whether we said the Rashi, the Rashi is that when can we apply the psul of Mistarius Rachkosel Bahadis Rachkosel? The psul of Mistarius Rachkosel Bahadis Rachkosel. That is only if it is placed as a protection. So mainly it negates the identity of the Srach above it or the Srach beneath it. But if it's Renoi not, so many Rishayim, most Rishayim say, not only in the case of Noi. Only when can the Srach possible negate the identity of the Srach Kosher above it and beneath it? Only when the Srach possible is placed as a protection. Whether a protection against the falling leaves, or protection against heat, or protection against rain, against the protection. Masha'in came, if it is placed not as a protection, but just to dry up, so then, it doesn't have a Shem Schach, so maybe you cannot negate the identity of the Sra'ah above it or the Sra'ah beneath it. And if you cannot negate the Sra'ah, the identity of the Sra'ah above it and the Sra'ah beneath it, so on the contrary. So this itself is negated. So this is the Mamas. This Mamas. So then, so what do they do? Now those Rishim, so those Rishim who hold that spreading out the beget in order to dry up its whole chayt, or its erech habeget, is the same thing as Linoi, so they have no difficulty with it anymore. But those Rishim who say that only Linoi becomes part of the Israel, because it is placed as an appurtenance to Israel. Masha'im came if it is placed for some other purpose, even though it's not placed for the purpose of agonim, of protection, so still it's not gotten to the Sra'ah. So why did Rabashi say to Minyomi, you have to take it off because of Marasai? Never mind Marasai, you should take it off because of the Star of Sra'ah Fossil, but it's not kosher. So this Rishayim, the Ho says that the reason as to why Rabashi told him only because of Marasai, otherwise not, because that was placed, Minyomi placed it on the Sra'ah while no one was in the Sra'ah, while no one was inside the Sukkah. That was a time when no one used the Sukkah. So Mele, if not for Marasayim, there was no reason as to why he could not keep the shirt or the jacket on top of the Sra'ah. So that's why he told him, because of Marasayim, you have to take it off. But if it had been when someone was using the sukkah, when someone was sleeping the sukkah, someone was eating the sukkah, then Rabash would have told him, you have to take it off, because the sukkah is possible, because of the style of Sra'ah. So we see here in Machlokes Rishayim, we see here in Machlokes Rishayim, and this question as to whether the psul of Mitzvah Sra'ah Fossil had a Sra'ah Kosher, and that is the basis of the din in the Mishnah of Pires Lesonit Nehachamah, so that is the basis as to why it is the Mishnah says, as to why the Mishnah says that it is possible, because the Mitzvah Sra'ah Fossil is Sra'ah Kosher. So the question is, does it according to Rashi and the Ritvah, it only applies to a case where the Sra'ah Fossil is spread out as a Hagon, as a protection, then it has a Shem Sra'ah. So then it negates the identity of the Sra'ah above it, or the Sra'ah beneath it, because since it was placed as a protection, and it is still some room of Hamsa, so then it is choshev not to negate the identity of the Sra'ah above it, or the Sra'ah beneath it. But if it is not placed as a protection, whether it's Linoi or to dry up, so then it's not possible. And the Roshi is that even if it's placed not as a protection, it still has a Shem Sra'ah. And if it has a Shem Sra'ah, so maybe it can negate the existence of the Sra'ah Kosher above it or the Sra'ah Kosher beneath it, and maybe it can involve, we can apply the Psur of Shneishochim also. So apparently, since the Yesh Miforshim and Rashi, obviously must be Chelik and Rashi. That's why Rashi says, in refuting them. So Rashi says, do you possibly come and know Yisuko? I'm floating down in Nasrach, refuting Yisrochim, because he's discussing their own shite. So he has to refute it from their own point of view on the basis of their own story. But according to Rashi himself, so by no Yisuko, I'm floating, it's not on the basis of Yisrochim, but it's on the basis of story, of Eilachim. Now let's turn to Elohim. Now, two paragraphs in the Rosh we have to go with. Sukkah al-Kabi, Sukkah al-Yein, Ukshiva, Tachtein, Ukshu. Paragraph Tesvot in the Rosh, in the first paragraph. The Rabbi Yudayim Meir, the 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 Yudayim Meir, که آسر عبدیل رو آمد عمر ابن مغاب این من اختیل یه خیلی قبل کام مخصاص ایشالیه رو حت اختیل چه رو و خبون مید بیا یه خیلی من درست دم او دکلی که بیه خیلی قبل آدی اتخاب خبون سب رکیل دیه خیلی میشی با تختیل آدی اتخاب دیو اخیل بلیین رو میکرو الگین رو سکو و میکرو ها تختیل رو میشیم سکش تخا سکو دیگه بیود سابا کی میشیم یخیل اخیل بلیین آدی اتخاب و میکرو سکو و میپاسل ها تختیل ורביון הוא איתנו, דיבין הוא דיר אסקר, ורבון הוא נאמו איתם היו. וזהו מה שכוסף הרב אופס אלו מיילו, סוגי דשמייטי, דיסוק את הרסוק אל מוכח קירו, כנפו ושתיים מסליסים של דיר אסר, דמסליסים דאורך נאמו את ליבו. וחמו יהי ועיסוקי ועיסוקי, ובטיפוס על התחתנו, אומר רבוני טפח, שכי מצינו בהיו עתום את טפח. רב חידה ורבו ורבוני דאמו את הווי אל דלת רוש, שכי מצינו מוקים חושב ופוחס ועבור. ושמואל אומר עשור, כי אכשיר או כך פסור, מה אכשיר או בעשור או הפסור או בעשור. And I told you that there is a מחלקת השני, how do we pass? The merely mentions a shita that we pass through like חבונה. Why? Because they, that Christian had a gear serab, so you have a grab yisur. But that's only shita siyochi. But there are a few השני who pass through like חב this day. But most השני pass through like שמואל. So כוסף על הייתו, מסתבר דהלוכי כרב חיסדה ורבי ברבונה דרבינו ואוי מדעיף מכר רב נחמן ורבי ברבונה what did you begin with? מדעיף מכר, there is a correction מדעיף מכר רב נחמן ורב חיסדה ורבי ברבונה בנוי עיסוקי המופק מנדלת דרב נחמן מכשיר ורב חיסדה ורבי ברבונה פייסלי משמע דוי מכשיר רב נחמן אלו בנוי עיסוקי דחידן דלנוי אדנו חוסום מוי פטרי אסכח מומי אומרים, אבל בסוכה, על גבי סוכה, סובה רב נחמן, דיבטרו בזדלת מפצל, כי רב חיסדה, ורבי ברבונה. זה לא שלא דבר איתו. זה דבר איתו מי שזה ראי, זה דהלוך איזה רק רב חיסדה, נת רק שמואל. זה כיב מהפלוגי או דלת רוחם, בי סוכה את הרסוכה, so it's not to pass, to involve the psu, או פסוכה את הרסוכה, זה הפלוגי או דלת. What's the right? Because we have and that feud on the base. We have a machleket between Rav Nachman and Rav Chizde. And the question of no Yisukah and flogging and Dalle. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chizde says that no Yisukah and flogging and Dalle is possible. No Yisukah and flogging and Dalle is possible. And Rav Nachman says it's kosher. Why does Rav Nachman say it's kosher? Because no Yisuke is completely a burden to the Suke, it's part of the Suke. And even if there is a problem, but only in connection with no Yisuke. So, Kval Rav is there, we couldn't bring a riot, because it's the same Amoroi. So, I mean, so, they say by Suke Tachasuko, that a requirement of Dalet, a flog of Dalet is enough. So the Meir by Noi Yisuke, they also apply that flog with the requirement of a flog in Dalet. So it's no raya that the Aloche is like Rav Chizde. But we see that Rav Nachman is only chelik and Rav Chizde and Rav Barabune in connection with Noi Yisuke. But in connection with other Srach Prosel, not Noi Yisuke. Other Srach Prosel that is placed not as a decoration, but for some other purpose, where we couldn't say it's bottle. It's a pertinent to the Sakh, because it was only placed as a decoration of the Sakh. So then Rav Nachman would agree with Rav Chizde and Rav Barabune that would be possible. But according to Shmuel, so Rav Nachman, why does Rav Nachman say, no Yisuke have a problem in Dalet the Kshero? Because no Yisuke is part of the Sakh. But if it had been placed not as a decoration, then it would be possible. But Sukkah Tarasukkah itself requires a Yatrogi of Yutvochim, not Alatvochim. So we see that even Rav Nachman, he agrees with Rav Chizde and Rav Barabune that the Shio of Atrogi that is required in order to involve, to apply the Psul of Basukes, Veloi Sukkah Tarasukkah, Veloi Sukkah Tarasimon, so the Atrogi that is required is Alatvochim, not Yutvochim. What we see from this Balaito? First of all, we see from this Balaito that the Balaito agrees with Malchus Svore, not with the Ritva Svore, not with the Balamoyas Shite, In other words, he equates the psul of Sukkot HaSukkah with the psul of Sukkot HaSilon. Doesn't make a difference, Sukkot HaSilon or Sukkot HaSachpos. Doesn't make any difference. In other words, that we must have Akkor. That's what we see from the Baalit. Alright, now, he said, Mashal Vashar Amnachim Ben Yisuk, Yechim Ben Yoy Avivu Osom, We Bat Rastachim Mayomim, Al Vesuk Al Vavisuk Yesod Amnachim, Yivak Pogis Dalet Vivstu Ekerav Vize, Virabe Barabune, Yil Kachod Et Nal Suk Al Vavisuk, Kol Gein Ot Sheiro Vatachtein Ot Psuo, Avro Pish Yeruyo Ot Diro, Shein Vahasor Ot Psuo, Vilese Ot Nishura. That's all part and parcel of the Loshin of the Baalit. But even though the Rav Mizrachi has the same sheet as the Baalito, but the Baalamoyer, Rav Mizrachi, the Baalamoyer, he doesn't pass like Rav Chisda on the basis of the Raya from Moyesuke, because according to Baalamoyer, it's no Raya. But he has other reasons as to why he passes like Rav Chisda, that the required Hafloge by Suke Tachasuko is not Utrochi, not Utrochi. Anyway, the Chipos Rabio Baratzachalei Bimachut Lekam. Vein in Yerol Kvav, Raya, Mehach Lekam, from Neisuk. The Rosh says it's no Raya. Vibada Yeshu Dadek Mimen, Yisrach Kosu Shetachas Hachkosha, Peisi Lesrach Hakosha, Vaat Lobes Dalet, Hayudim Yedilo Yisuke, Sheyitzu Yisrach, Vloi Pasle Lerav Nachmen Vaat Lobes Albo, Mishinu Noyoso, Upotun Tabe Yisrach, Ava Yisrach Kosu Yalne, Paceless early, that look as a bow. I will suke that shit a suke, lips the less at a tail on Mishu Sacha early, we don't lie cloud. So, how does he rejects the value of the Baalito? He says there is no value, because over there we are dealing with Sachpost. So, Sachpost, so of course, so even Shmuel would be made that. That Atloge of Dalet Rochim is enough. Even Shmuel, like Yoisuki, that's Hachposel, not Sukkot Hasukko, when both Choches are shares. So, but there we are dealing with Yoisuke that has Hachposel. So, Rav Nachman says that it's not possible. Why? Because it's Potos and Israel. But if the same Hachposel would be placed for another purpose, since it's Hachposel, even Rav Nachman would be made it to Rav Chisda that with the Aflogia of Dalet Rochim is impossible. Masha'im came in the case of Hachkosha Tachas Hachkosha, so then we pass it. So Rav Nachman would agree with Shmuel that we need Aflogia of Yutroch. So, in other words, so what do we see from that? From this Rosh we see that there is no equation between the psul of Sukkot HaSukko and the psul of Sukkot HaSila. Because he says, according to Shmuel, so Sukkot HaSukko so requires a flogger and vohim, but Sukkot HaSila, Sachposel, doesn't require a flogger of that vohim. But there is one difficulty in this Rosh. So he says, so Shmuel would agree that Aflogia of Dalet is enough, thus implying that Aflogia of Dalet of Lakotas is required. But according to the Alamoya Swore, according to the Hitler Swore, no Aflogia is required, even if there will be conflict. So the same psul of the Luisuka Takasilon would apply. So why does the Rosh say here? Why does the Rosh say, the Vata Yeshul Dad, the Tremend is Rakosha, Shitakas Rakosha, Paceless as Rakosha, the Akhlok is Dalit, Hanidum in Noyesuke, Shitsum is Rak, Rui Pasel Rab Nachman, the Akhlok is Abo, Mishim Bui Noyoso, Ubotom in Gabi Asra, Abos Rakosha, the Aome, Paceless, Elie, the Akhlok is Abo, Abosuke, Shitakasuke, Rui Fatayum, Shis Rakhelie, we don't like that, we never live in Sikishmo. So it appears from this Rosh that there is no equation between Schachkosha Tachas Schachkosha and Sukkot HaSukko. Because according to Shmuel, so in the case of Sukkot HaSukko, we need I forgive you. But in the case of Sukkot as Hachboso, we only need that for the Dalek. But the question is, why do we need that for the Dalek? Monesha. If he is really camp, the Marshal Slobe, then who equates Sukkot as Sukkot with Sukkot as Zimon? So maybe he should say that Sukkot as Hachboso without any Hachboso, even if there is context, should be possible. So that's the question. But then you see, now we return. If you turn to the paragraph Yudches in the Rosh, so you'll see that the Rosh says very explicitly that in the case of Sukkot Tachas Tachas Hachboso, so then the psul of Sukkot Tachas Sukko that is learned out from a Sukkot stage would apply even if there is no Hachboso. Now turn to paragraph Yudches. Itma no Yisukam Klovim and Dal Rav Nachman Amar Cheiro. So the horse says that Allah is like Rav Chizkiya, that no Yisukam Klogim, and Dalet is possible. And the Ritzgeis, it's what he dies, he passes like Rav Nachman. That no Yisuke are always positive in Israel, even if there is a Zloge of Dalet. So he said, do we stop at the Rav Nachman? The Koyik is Shmuel. The Hoche Posat Rav Yisrael came. So then the Rosh, that's end of quote of the Ritzgeis. And then now is the beginning of the Rosh of the Rosh. So he says, Ludam Yilod Yishmuel, the permission is. But we see a very strange thing. The Ritzgeis assumed that the reason as why Rav Nachman says, no Yisuke, I'm flogging men Dalet is Ksheiro. How does Rashi explain it? Because according to Rav Nachman, so no Yisuke are always pertinent to this Rashi. It was placed for the purpose, it was suspended from this Rashi for the purpose of beautifying and decorating this Rashi. So Mele, it always becomes pertinent to this Rashi. So Mele, it cannot negate the existence of this Rashi above it. Because it's bottom to the Shach, so it cannot negate the existence of the Shach above it. That's how Rashi explains it. But the Ritzgeis explains it differently. He says the reason is why Rav Nachman was matir, no Yisuke and Flokman Dalet, because Rav Nachman agrees with Shmuel. Because on what grounds could no Yisuke pass on the Suke? On the grounds of Shnei Schoches. On the grounds of Shnei Schoches. But in regard to Shnei Schoches, we have a machlokes between Rabune, Rav Chizkiya, and Shmuel, and the feud of the Dalet. So, according to Rabune, so a achlogi of the Tefach is required. According to Rav Chizkiya and Rabbi Rabune, a achlogi of Dalet Vachim is required. According to Shmuel, a achlogi of Yud Vachim is required. So Mele, here, in the case of No Yisuke, Hamu Flogim Imeno Yud Vachim, Rav Nachman would be made it. That it would be possible. On the basis of Shnei Schoches. But, in the case of No Yisuke, Hamu Flogim Imeno Dalet, so Rav Chizkiya Mishito say, who says that the required Aflogim is Dalet Vachim, so he says No Yisuke is also possible, if it's Dalet Vachim. But Rav Nachman, he agrees with Shmuel, so only No Yisuke are flogging Yud Vachim is possible on the basis of Shnei Schoches. But No Yisuke have flogging Dalet is not possible on the basis of Shnei Schoches. This is what the Balito says. So then the Rosh says, "Midam Yilod Shmuel, Kid Parish Tovido," because Shmuel's requirement of a flogging Yud Vachim is limited only to Sukkot HaSukko, but not to Sukko, to Schach, Tachas Hachboso, and here the Noi Sukko, so that's Hachboso, V'yesh Leima. But why is Rav Nachman Machshia? So V'yesh Leima, the Tafti the Noi Sukko with the Machshia, Hachbo and Dalet. Kim the Noi Adi, the Tafti Sukke Tele, Adel, Schach, Hachboso.
Sukkot Shir Mem Aleph Chol Ches Teves Hitov Shir Mem Aleph, January 4th, 1981, on Sunday.
we went over, we discussed the Shita of Habertan and the Shita of Ramoya and the Shita of the Ayurveda. And all the Shitas of the Shaitan revolve around three concepts, three separate considerations that we have to consider. First of all, there is a psul of Mitzdarus Chachos or Hadas Chachos. So in the case where the Schach Kosha by itself does not supply Tzilts of Ulm Chamso, then according to everybody, it's possible. It could be Mitzari, Schach Kosha by Schach Kosha. So there is no Machlikes Rishenim on that. But suppose the Schach Kosha by itself is supplies Tzilts of Ulm Chamso, but above it, there is Schach Kosha, there is a branch of a tree. The branch of the tree. And the branch of the tree by itself is Chamsom Ulam Mitzilus. So then we have the machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, that says on the base. Rashi is doesn't spell it out, but this is how Teisves mentions Rashi Shit. But Teisves spells it out, that says on the base. So Teisves Shite, and presumably Rashi Shite, is that if the Schar by itself is Tzilsom Ulam Chamsom, but it has a branch of the tree above it, and the branch of the tree is Hamsa Baruba Mitzilso, then the Sukkah is Kshero without what? Without what? That Yezri and the Ram, the Rivor, they say that even in such a case, it's possible. Why? Because that portion of Schach that is beneath Schach possible is Kim Andres. Is Kim Andres. And what is the Shit of Teisves? That on the contrary, the piece of schach that is chamsom above it, I'm not schach, I mean the branch of the tree, above it, that is chamsom mehuba mitzilso, which hovers above a piece of schach, that is gemandas. That is gemandas. And then we saw that according to Amoya, sometimes we say, it all depends, if it's kidmo schach leilom, so then we say, then the Amoya agrees with the swore. If it's kibbutz schach leilom, so then the Baal Moyer agrees with the longest the swag of Teisves, that there's some dates, that then we say that the branch of the tree that hovers above the schach is kimandaseh, but if it's kibbutz leilom is schach, so then the Baal Moyer agrees with the swag of the Aviezri and the Rebo and the Ram that we say that the piece of schach that is beneath the branch of the tree is Kimandarese, in view of the fact that it's Kidom Yom Yisrach, unless it's Chvoton. And the Chvoton, so what's the significance of Chvoton? According to Amoyer's Pshat, in other words, in Akto, a substantial number of leaves, so he indicated that he's not interested in the shame cast by the branch of the tree. So then we can negate the identity of the branch of the tree. The branch of the tree. And then the sheet of the Raivet is, the Raivet is the biggest machmir, right? The sheet of the Raivet is that even if the schach beneath, even if the schach beneath the branch of the tree is still some uva mechamsa, is still some uva mechamsa, and the branch of the tree is hamsa uva mitzilsa, kabu mechimsa mitzilsa. So there we say the piece of schach that is beneath a branch of a tree, even though the branch of the tree by itself gives only chamsom ulam mitzilso, but that portion of schach that is beneath the branch is kimandaresa in all situations, even in the situation where the schach was given him, he is the biggest machna, and the right degrees with the svara of the Rivor and Davies. Then we saw that there was a machlekes shem in regard to the psul of basuke steshu bisukas. So we darshin the maseres bisukas. The loy bisuko shlachasuko. The loy bisuko shetachas. Ilon. So the question is now there is a machlekes in the Gemara in regard to sukot tachasuko. We are both schoches aksheres. So haploge there has to be. So there's machlekes. Rabune says aploge of one tefach. Rav Chizkiya says aploge of dalet tefachim. Shmuel says aploge or four tefachim. I'm sorry, she would say Achlog of Yud tefachim. Now there is a machlokes b'shenim how we pass. There are some b'shenim who pass like Rabbunim, but they are very smart. That's why they are they pass like Rabbunim. The Achlog of one tefachim, because they are very smart. So Yilchus Ikirav b'Yisur. If they are very Rabbunim, so then they wouldn't pass that Achlog of one tefachim. And then there are some b'shenim who pass like Rabbis. Because of the Gemara of the Beis in connection with No Yisuke, Hamuflod. But most Rishayim pass like Shmuel. That in regard to Suke Tachasuko, so there has to be a flog of Yutlod. That's in regard to Suke Tachasuko, where both Schochis are Schochis Kheres. So there, everybody agrees that there has to be a flog. The question is, what kind of a flog? But if there is no a flog, then it goes without saying that it doesn't apply. How about Suket HaRasilo? In regard to the psul of that is learned out from the prosik of the Suket stage room, Veloi Suket HaRasuket, Veloi Suket HaRasilo. Do we require a flog over there too or not? So the Masho and the Masho's brother, and that is the Shita from Netan, that in regard to the psul of Suket HaRasilo per se, such, so we require a flog. A flog in that one, dollar, two, but to require a flog. But the sheet of the Balamoya is that we don't require any flogging. And that is the sheet of the Ritwo. Why? Because why do we require a flogging? Whether it's one tefach, dalet tefachim, yud tefachim, by suket achasukah, where all the sfoches are shared. Because if there is no flogging, if one is on top of the other, then it's one piece of schach, it's a thick piece of schach. But, if there is a flogge, then it's not one schach, it's two schoches. So the Ritva says, and that is the shite of the Balamoy also, and the shite of the Balamoy also, that when do we say that it's one piece of schach without a flogge, if both schoches are schoches kshemes, but if one schach, if the upper layer of schach is a branch of a tree, so it's schach possible, so then we cannot consider the branch of the tree that is lying mamish on top of evergreen, that it's one piece of schach. This is schach kosher and this is schach kosher. So the neighbor it's two schoches without a flog. It's a very good score. Still, the Masho and Masho's brother and Rav Netan, they reject the distinction. But the Ritvo endorses this one. And we saw that Balamoya agrees with the Ritvo. Agrees with them. Then we saw something else. I mean, I mentioned all these things because Ishaire in let's say an Isuke under a tree, so it involves all kinds of Shaires. It's very complicated. And because of that, I saw many sukes in Chicago, in shuls and in private homes, and which according to many Rishayim are possible, because there is a branch of a tree above a portion of the schach. So then the Balamoya, from the Balamoya we deduce, the Balamoya holds that there is a difference between a branch of a tree above the schach. So then it's possible, even without that logic, on the basis of Suket HaRasilon, and the branch of a tree beneath the schach. Then he says coach, but it's mashma, that's not on the basis. If it's beneath the schach, then it's not on the basis of Suket HaRasilon, but then it's on the basis of Eil Chetzitz. And from Rashi it's mashma. Now, I say that there are some Rishayim who say that the psul that is learned out from the posik, Basukeis, so applies not only to a branch of a tree above the schach, but to a branch of a tree beneath the schach. Believe this fact. It's all on the basis of Luis Suket HaRasilon. But the Balamoya Shiti is, when we apply the psul of Suket HaRasilon, if the branch of the tree is above the schach, but if the branch of the tree, so without the proceeding, it wouldn't be possible. Because after all, he's sitting under the schach, but only because of the proceeding. Mashiachim, the branch of the tree, is beneath the schach, then the posik doesn't apply, because the Gemara doesn't mention the loy The Gemara only mentions not but then it's possible because he is not sitting under the schach. He is sitting under the betray tree. It's a Ve'ilachritzes. And from Rashi it's mashma that way. Now, let us see. Let us go over. We went over the Gemara up to Omar Abiyuda Mashmuel Mutar Mishen Yikiva Bisuki Ava Pishyish Logan. We went over this Gemara up to that point. But let's just consider the Rashi's and the Mishnah to see what is Rashi's. Pirishal Sodi Mipnei Acham. Again, the Mishnah. Pirishal Sodi Mipnei Acham. Uitachteo Mipnei Anesha. Uishipiris al Gabianchino. Avo Pirishu al Gabinaklite Amu. So Teisves says, in the name of the Jewish, again in the name of Abnetam, that when we pass the Pirish of the Sodim Neahamo, only, again you say, when the Schar by itself is not sensible of the house. Abnetam has the same shit. But Abnetam was father. How can we apply the Mishneh to such a simple case where the Schar by itself without the Sodim does not give sufficient sale? So then it's a cheatest. The Mishneh has to tell us such another posture that if the Schar by itself does not supply enough tail, but only with the tzibuk of the sodding the sheep. So of course it's absurd. So that's why Abraham, he explains it in a similar way, but not as simple as that, because then it's a double portion. But, so he applies the Mishnah to a case where the schal by itself will be enough tail. But without the sodding, without the sodi, so then the schach, which is enough to give tzitzel um hamso, will wither away. And because of the sodi, so it stops, it prevents the withering of the schach. But without the sodi, in fine, ultimately, there will be less than is necessary to supply tzitzel um hamso. So it's considered that without the sodi, it's hamso mumitzels. This is Rambam. So it's similar to the traveling, but if in a case where the schal by itself without the sun will remain till some without the sun and will not wither away, then according to the game, according to Rambam, then the sukkah is here. All the Rishayim say that Rashi is ready. All the Rishayim say that Rashi here on this Mishnah is ready. Why? How do they know that Rashi is ready? Because if Rashi had been there, he would say it. If Rashi doesn't say it in the Mishnah, it means that according to Rashi, when the Mishnah says Piris on the Sodi, so the Mishnah is referencing to the case where the Schach by itself, without the Sodi, would give Tzilzamul Mechamson, remain Tzilzamul Mechamson, for the duration of the 7 days of Sukkot. Still, if his Piris on the Sodi, so it is possible. Now the question is this. So why is Rashi here? So Rishlo, if Rashi Shite that test on the base had been like the Shite of the Ram, the Shite of the Avesri, and the Shite of the Rebor, that any piece of Schach that is beneath the branch of the tree is Kimandel Esse, okay? So then we could understand this why Rashi is chilek and on the Tam here and on the Chivas again. But the Shire is, according to Rashi Shite, Bishem say, Teisves says that Rashi Shite is like the Shite of Teisves after some things. That when Gemara has the Kasha, Vichichamso Merubo Mitzilso, Malhame, Hokamitzdanus Haposo Aschach Kosheya, the Gemara has reference to a case where the branch of the tree is Hamso Merubo Mitzilso, and the Schach by itself is also Hamso Merubo Mitzilso. That's why the Gemara has the Kasha. But in the case where the Schach by itself is Hamso Merubo, and he's still some of the Hamso, so then the Gemara wouldn't test the Kashi, Mitzdanus Hapos Mazdach Kosher. Then it would be kosher, even though a portion of the Schach happens to be beneath a branch of a tree, and without that portion, it wouldn't be still some of the Hamso. Why? Because Rashi Shiti is, on the contrary, not that the portion of the Schach that is beneath the branch is Kimandalese, but the branch that is above a certain portion, As long as the schach by itself gives you some little chamso, so the branch above is gemandales. So the question arises, so why does Rashi say here, he is chemical and chemical again? He is chemical and metal. Rishayim say, according to Rashi, so Pires will suddenly the achamot achem, the anesher is psulo. Even in the schach by itself, without the sodim, he gives you some little chamso. But according to Rashi, after all, tasteless, that you refers to taste the shite, that is, so the answer is, now, the Basho himself has the kasha against taste the feud, because how does taste the feud refer to what taste says that is, but taste from the Gemara that is, it appears that according to Rashi and to taste so in this half beneath the branch, is gives Silsum of Mahamsa, so then it is kosher. In a case where the branch by itself does not give tilsum of chamso. Masha'ikin in the case where the branch of the tree by itself also gives tilsum of chamso. Even though the schar beneath it gives tilsum of chamso, so then it is possible. So there's a kasha by Masha'o's brother. So the Masha'o gives one teretz, the Masha'o's brother gives another teretz. In other words, the Masha'o gives the Masha'o's brother gives the teretz. That the reason is why in the Gemara that this takes a shite is that where the schar by itself gives some of the chamso, but the branch of the tree also gives, if the branch of the tree also supplies tilsum of the chamso. So then it is possible, because they adapt this, the Gemara is referenced to the case where it's still in Kidon Mishach. Where it's still in Kidon Mishach. Masha'in Kei, the case where that few cases as reference to the case of the time where the Mishach Kidon Milo. That's the Masha'os that. But, and Masha'os brother's that is that the Gemara of this has reference to the case where there is a flogging. So then it's possible, because if the Yilon is also Tiltzim of Mechamso, so then it is possible, even though the Schach beneath the Yilon is give Tiltzim of Mechamso, because of the Psul of the Luis Sukkah Takasilon. So, but, according to Rashi, the reason is why Rashi says here in the Mishnah that Pires of Esodin is possible. Pires of Esodin is possible, even though the Schach beneath the Sodin or above the Sodin is give silsum of the chamso, whereas Rashi that this says that the kasha of the more the chamso of the mitzvah by Rabbi, or the mistaru sapoza kosha, is only because the schar by itself does not give food for chamso. Because over there, the Gemara has reference to the case where the branch of the tree gives chamso minimum mitzilso. And still, the Gemara has the kasha. The chamso minimum mitzilso by Habe, or the mistaru sapoza sakosha. So that's why Rashi says, only because the schar by itself is also chamso minimum mitzilso. But if the schar by itself would give tzilso minimum chamso, and the branch gives chamso minimum mitzilso, so then it would be kosher. Masha'in can hear the sodim by itself gives tilsum of the chamso. So maybe it's possible, even though the schach by itself gives tilsum of the chamso. And regardless whether it's kidding schach or ilom, or it's kidding ilom ischach, and regardless whether there is a floge or there is not a floge. So in other words, Rashi Shite is like basis, that if the schach by itself gives tilsum of the chamso, but the branch of the tree gives chamso merubah mitzil, so then it is kosher, without it. But if the schach by itself gives tilsum merubah chamso, and the branch of the tree, or the sadi, by itself also gives tilsum merubah chamso, then it is possible under all circumstances, regardless whether there is a flogeh, no a flogeh, regardless whether it's kidei milu schach or kidei schach milu. Now we have to understand why. What? Now, so, obviously, Rashi Shite, Rashi, according to the Rishayim, so Rashi is chilek on the svore of the Abiezer, and the Rivo, and the Rav. Now, in other words, the svore that any piece of schach that is beneath schach posel is kemamles, even though the schach posel above it is chamso merubah mitzilso. So Rashi Shite is just that way, on the counter. That if the schach by itself beneath the branch of the tree, he gives tilsum merubah mechamso, so the branch of the tree is kimandalas. The branch of the tree is kimandalas. Now, the question is, what Rashi Shite is, when do we say that it's kosher only if the shrub beneath the branch gives chamsum of the chamsum. And the branch of the tree above it gives chamsum of the mitzvah, so then it is kosher. But if the shrub beneath the branch of the tree gives chamsum of the chamsum, and the branch of the tree itself also gives chamsum of the chamsum, so then Rashi Shita is contrary to Rabbi Tam. That it's possible. Why is it possible? Why is it possible? Is it possible maybe because... So, we see one thing, that according to Rashi, if the shrub by itself, that is beneath the branch of the tree, gives silsum of the chamsum, and the branch of the tree by itself also gives silsum of the chamsum, then it is possible according to Rashi. Even if it's kidney only shrub, and even if there is no hatchot. But why is it possible? So, Rashi could be explained in two ways. Either because... on the basis of the psul of Pasuki Steshu, Lois Sukoshita Hasimon. So the melee, but whereas Rabbi Tam agrees with the story of the Marshal and Marshal's brother, that in order to apply the psul Sukkot HaHasimon, there must be a ploge, just as in the case of Sukkot HaHasuko, so Rashi is Chemik and Rashi agrees with the story of the Ritvo and the Balamoya, that in regard to the psul of Sukkot HaHas, Elon, so even without that flogge, there is the psul of Sukkot HaHasimon. That's the reason, perhaps, that is the reason as to why Rashi says that if there is, if the shal by itself gives silsum of the chamso, but the branch of the tree also gives silsum of the chamso, it's possible, without that flogge, even though it's kidei shach limon. Why? Because kidim shach limon or kidim shach risodim. I mean, it doesn't make any difference what the schach fossil is, whether it consists of the branch of a tree or of a sheet. So that's the reason, because of the psul of the Sukkot HaHasimon. That's one way of explaining Rashi. Or maybe the sheet of Rashi is, that like the Mashok, in regard to the psul of the Sukkot HaHasimon as such, so there has to be a problem. And according to Shmuel, if there is no atlogi of Teres Bochim, so that psul doesn't apply. But what is the story of Rabbi Yisrael, the reborn Ram? That any piece of schach kosher that is beneath schach posel, even though the schach posel above it, the branch of the tree, gives only chamsum over mitzvah, so any piece of schach is given the lesson. Any piece of schach is given the lesson. Rashi and Teisvei is achir. And they say on the contrary, that it's not the piece of schach that is beneath the branch that is given to us, it's the branch that is given to us. So maybe Rashi Shita is, when we say that the branch is given to us, if the branch of the tree gives chamsa from the mitzvah, and the schach beneath it gives chamsa from the chamsa, so we say as follows. Now, we don't believe the branch, the schach by itself gives chamsa in option. So it's a superfluous additional thing, we don't need it, and it doesn't accomplish this, and the branch of the tree above the schach is only chamsum of mitzilsum, so it's commandless and we negate existence. But in the case where the branch of the tree itself gives chamsum of mitzilsum, even though the schach beneath it also gives chamsum of mitzilsum, then we cannot negate the existence of the branch of the tree. We cannot say it's Giman Lese, so it's Giman Yise. If it's Giman Yise, some melee, what does the schar beneath that count? So it can be explained on one of these two spots. Now, so let's see the Rashi, let's go over the Rashi. So we'll see why Rashi says that if the schar by itself gives silsum of the chamsum, but the branch above it, or the sardin above it, also gives silsum of chamsum, it's possible. Well, is it possible because of the psul of the Lo Yisukot HaHasimon, and Rashi is chilek and Rabbi Tam svore and the Marshal svore, or it's possible on the basis of the lomdes of the ribo? But the ribo applies that lomdes into a case where the branch of the tree above the schach is chamsum of mitzilsum, and Rashi limits that svore, that lomdes, only to the case where the branch is still some of the house. So let's see. Now, Hanesha, So how does Asher explain Mipnei Hanesher? Why is it possible Mipnei Hanesher? That's the case where the Sodim is spread out beneath the Schach, without a flow. So it's possible because Mitztare Schach possible by the Schach Kosher. The Sodim don't want to come to you, who possibly Schach. So it's possible because of Mitztare Schach possible by the Schach Kosher. Now, Mitztare, he says, because it's Schach possible. But Mitztare Schach possible by the Schach Kosher itself could have two meanings. Let's say, according to Rashi, so Gemara says, that there's some base. So it means because the schach by itself without the branch of the tree does not give enough shade. According to the report that he has in the man, what does the Gemara mean by the style of schach by schach kosher? Not because the schach by itself doesn't give tzitzum gula chamso, but since there is the schach by itself gives tzitzum gula chamso only because of the portion of the schach that is beneath the branch. And that portion of the schach that is beneath the branch is kimandoresek. So in Mele, we are mitzari schach poslan schach kosher. So what does Rashi mean here when he says v'sodim dovaram kavu tumil u'posl schach? Does it mean because that means sodim dovaram kavu tumil u'posl schach? So one thing is obvious. He doesn't mean because the schach by itself does not give tzitzum gula chamso. Because all the Rishonim say that Rashi is chelikan rabotam chivas again. So he obviously means the sodim dovaram kavu tumil u'posl schach. So it's posl schach. Why? He says he certainly doesn't mean the psul of basukei steishu v'loy basukei shetachas elimon. Because if he meant that, he should say we kiss me nation al shulchane, we sodim dovar hanikanu tumehu, u posl ischach. So he emphasized the fact that we are mitzare schach posl. But what kind of schach? Posl our mitzare. We don't need it. All the Shem is saying that according to Rashi, so the Mishneh, when it says, kibes lo esodim, v'lachamu tehom v'hanesha, so it's reference to the case, even when the schach without the esodim is enough. So how can we apply the psul that because something is a dovaram kavu tumil, we don't need it? So the obvious answer is we don't need the sodim, but we need the portion of the schar beneath the sodim. And the portion of the schar beneath the sodim, the portion of the schar beneath the sodim is kimandolese. Because the sodim above it. But Rashi Daftes on the base rejects the oneness of the Rivor. The answer is Rashi Daftes on the base rejects the Svara of the Rivor, because over there the Gemara has reference to the case where the branch of the tree by itself it gives only Hamsun Mitzvah. So then, whereas the Rivor says, even in that case, that the portion of the Schar beneath the branch, which is Hamsun Mitzvah, so is Kaman Blessing. So Rashi says, just the reverse. Why should we negate the existence of the portion of the schar beneath the branch? After all, the portion of the schar beneath the branch by itself gives you some chamsa, and the branch is very little. It gives only chamsa of mitzilso. So then we say just the reverse. The branch is kiman blessing. Mashiach in this case, where the sodim by itself gives tzitzum gula chamso, so then we can negate the existence of the sodim. After all, it gives enough shade by itself. So on the contrary, so then we say that all the schar beneath the sodim is given to us. So we see from this Rashi that the reason as to why Rashi puzzles the sukkah in the case of Piris of a sodim, even though the schar beneath the sodim is still some room chamso, it's on the basis of the star of Schachos by the Schachosha. But how is it on the basis of the star of Schachos by the Schachosha? There is enough schach without the sodim to give enough tzeir. The answer is there is enough schach But suppose you take away all the schach that is in the sun, then there is no schach. Then there is no schach. Then it's chamsom gom mitzilsom. So in other words, Rashi Shuke is that in the case where the schach by itself gives silsom gom chamsom, but the something above, or the branch of the tree above, also gives silsom gom chamsom, then we cannot say that the sun is kimandalese. We can only say the branch of the tree is kimandalese, or the sun is kimandalese, if the branch or the sun by itself gives chamsom gom mitzilsom, and the schach beneath it gives silsom gom chamsom, then we can negate the existence of the sudden of the branch. But in the case where the sudden of the branch by itself also gives silsom gom chamsom, we cannot negate. If we cannot negate the existence of the sudden of the branch that is above the schach, so then on the contrary, so then we have to say like before, that the schach is kimandalese. So that we see. Now, so then, so the question is, why doesn't Rashi say, if Rashi Shik had been like this, like the Svore of the Litvo and the Balamoya, that in regard to Suket HaChasiyimo, in regard to the Psu of Suket HaChasiyimo, we don't need any haflogi. Haflogi, the haflogi requirement applies only to the case of Suket HaChasukom, but not to the case of Suket HaChasiyimo. So why couldn't Rashi explain this din of the Mishneh of Pirus Lasson of the Achamo with Achteron of the Anesha on the basis of Sukkot Tachasimon? Why does he have to explain it on the basis of Bistam Sach Posad and Sach Moshe? So apparently Rashi Shite is like the Moshe and like Habitat in regard to the Psu of Sukkot Tachasimon. So just as there is a requirement of Aflogi in regard to Sukkot Tachasukot, so there is a requirement of Aflogi in regard to Sukkot Tachasimon also. So that's why Rashi has to explain it on the basis of its various apostles and apostles. Now, Oishe Pires on Babakin, claim that we have been way Pires in Ganesha, El Minei Al Mitose, Al Babakinu, in Dalet Kundesi, Lidalet Rabbe Hamito, Ugvoi, Umaniach Kunosens, Mizeleze, Al Gabe, Upevis Alayim Sodi, Umachiko Minaschach, the Hashke Loi Mishum Misachir Vidogon Am Kabutum and Mifzaleh, do lav bisukhe shot chomosot ipsuo mishum dineyeshi bisuko de eyeo mafsik dinei de eyeo mafsik dinei. So how does Rashi explain the psu or piris al gabe akinu? Not on the basis of mitzdarif schach posel bar the schach posel, not on the basis. Now the question is, why not? After all, just as the sodin by itself could give tzilsom gom lechamso, so the same sodin that is just as the sodin that is spread out with the achamo could give tzilsom gom lechamso, so the sodin that is spread al gabi akinu from the poles and the poles is the same sodin, is the same sodin, could also give tzilsom gom lechamso. So in regard to the din of the mission, in the case where he spreads the sodin the achamo, so then Rashi explains it on the basis of his styles, Rapodos, Raposhes. In regard to the din of the Mishnah, in the case where his pain is the same sun, but not with the Acham, not in order to get protection from the sun, but as Mishmutzlias, he spreads it out over the four poles that are placed near the Mitom. Near the Adra Mito. So there he explains it on the basis of El Chetzitz, not on the basis of Sukkot Tachasukot, not on the basis of Tuschochim. Rashi calls the Psul of Sukkot Tachasimon, or Sukkot Tachasukot, Rashi calls Tuschochim. Tuschochim. But he doesn't explain it on the basis of Mitzvah Schachposh and Schachposh. The din of Pires Lasson Neachamo Tachter Omita Nesher, Rashi explains it on the basis of Mitzvah Schachosman Schachosh. The din of Pires Lasson Agabi Akinu, it's also Psuah, but not on the basis of Mitzvah Schachosman Schachosh, not on the basis of Tuschochetz, but on the basis of Eilachetz. We said in the Balamoya that from Balamoya it appears that the Xerzakosov of Basukas only implies that Sukkot HaChasukot is possible, and Sukkot HaChasiyimo is possible, not that even HaChasukot is possible. Ivan Takasuka is the apostle. Ivan Takasuka. But why is Ivan Takasuka apostle? According to our Moyer, it's Isvore. What's the Isvore? As Rashi explains it in the Gemore of Noi. Let's say Noi and Sukkot have a flogging and a dalet, so it's possible. Because the Noi and Sukkot, who have a flogging of dalet from the Sahar, are a Melachetit. And Rashi the Mishneh explains the Deen of Pirkei Avot Kinuch also on the basis of Melachetit. Not on the basis of Mitztarus Sahar, possible Sahar Kosher. So first of all, we have to understand, why doesn't Rashi explain the Deen of Pirkei Avot Kinuch also on the basis of Nitzdanus Rachposel Vatzrachkosher? Why do they have to explain it on the basis of Eilachitzitz? So the answer is, he could not explain it on the basis Pirkei Avot Kinuch, he could not explain on the basis of Mitztarus Rachposel Vatzrachkosher for the same reason that Rachid says, then Omar Rachid, Loi Jonalo Elo Mehaneshka. If Pirei Sodi Mehaneshka, then it's possible. Adonai So Ksheo. So Rashi says, Loi Jonalo Elo Mehaneshka, Dishav Yisrach Lehogi, Hilkach Bipsil Mishulikabutu. Adonai So Eishem Srachel Ukseo. Now, if Rashi had explained Mipnei Hanesha on the basis of two schochets, so then we could understand when Rashi says Avol Aneiso in Shem Schachol Elokshev. But Rashi himself explains Mipnei Hanesha on the basis of Mitztarus Schachposel Vatzrachkosher. So why did he say Avol Aneiso in Shem Schachol Elokshev? So who cares whether it's Schachol or not? On the contrary, what it's possible is Schach, it's a Shem. Is Dovam Kamutume? Is Dovam Kamutume? So what does Rashi mean in Shem Schachol Elokshev? The answer is, when can we say that Mitztarus Schachposel Vahadis Schachkosher, that if there is a Schachposel above it or beneath it, so then the Schachkosher is Kiman Reseh? Is Giman Reseh only when the Schach Posel is also created for the same purpose that the Schach is placed? What's the purpose of Schach? Why does one put up Schach? Why? To get shamed against the sun. That's the purpose of Schach. So in other words, by definition, Schach means something that is put up in order to give protection. Whether it's protection against the sun, that's the purpose of the Tzil Schach Shal Mitzvah. Protection against the sun, or it's the schach is put up to get protection against the rain, or to get protection against falling pieces, against leaves or pieces of twigs that might fall down from the schach. So then it has a shem schach. It can be schach post, but schach post also has a shem schach. But if it is put up as an ornament, as a decoration, it doesn't even have a Shem Schach. Only when it's put up as a protection. Whatever the protection is, whether it's protection against the sun, or protection against rain, or protection against the wind, or protection against falling leaves. So that's Schach. But if it is put up as a decoration, then it becomes a pertinent to the Schach. So the Mele, he says, so we cannot say, according to Rashi, so Pirkei Avot Kinuch Ne'achamo Tachteo Mipnei Hanesha is possible. Why is it possible? Not because of Neischoche. In order to have the Pshul of Neischoche, there has to be a flood. And even when one Schach is half possible, so Rashi agrees with the longness of Rashi. So we cannot apply the Pshul of Neischoche of Sukkot HaRasimah or of Sukkot HaRasimah. There has to be a flaw. But why is it possible? Because of Mitztarus Chachpos Vatzrachkosher. But not Mitztarus in the sense, because without the sudden there isn't enough tzeil. There is enough tzeil in the Schach itself. But that portion of Schach, the Schach that is beneath or above, Schach Posel is Kiman Reseh. is given blessing, provided it is not possible by itself, is till someone comes up. But because if the Schach Possel by itself is Chamchem and Tzumtzum, so then the Schach Possel is Kiman Gles. But if the Schach Possel gives Tzumtzum and Lulun and Chamchem, so then we cannot say the Schach Possel is Kiman Gles. If the Schach Possel is Kiman Gles, so then the Schach Kosher above it, or the Schach Kosher beneath it, is Kiman Gles. Is Kiman Gles. So that we say, that we only say, if the Schach Possel that is spread out cannot be a pertinent to the Schach Kosher. Let's say, if it's Mikhnei HaChamro, or it's Mikhnei HaNesher, so then you cannot consider it as an appurtenance of the Schach Kosher. It has its own purpose. On the contrary, it is placed as a protection against the falling leaves, or as a protection against the heat of the sun. So in the melee, we cannot say Kimandeles, if it has a Shem Schach. So then we cannot say it's Kimandeles. And if it is still some Lomel Chamso, and it has a Shem Schach, so then, but Schach Possel, we cannot say Kimandeles. If we cannot say Kimandeles in regard to Schach Possel, so on the contrary, so the Schach above it, the Schach beneath it, is Kimandeles. Is Kimandeles. But if we could say, that the sodin that it spreads out is a pertinent to the Schach Kosher, it's only an ornament to beautify the Schach. So if there is a sodin that is suspended from the Schach, that beautifies the Schach, so it becomes an appurtenance, something that is bottled, that is stuffed, not a bottle in the sense of Bittul Berov, but bottle in the sense that is subsidiary. It's a pertinent to the Schach. So in many ways, we cannot say that the Schach that is beneath it or above it is Kimandeles. When the Sodi is a pertinent to the Schach, how can we say that the Schach beneath it or the Schach above it is Kimandeles when it's the other way around? When the Sodi that is placed as an ornament, as a decoration, is a pertinent and it's tofel to the Schach. This is what Rashi says. Alright. Some melee, Rashi, when could we say? Some melee, Rashi, in explaining the deen of Piris al Gabi Kinu, Kilema, Kilema, after we pierce incarnation, El Linoya Unitose, but not Linoya for the Schach, you see. So it's also possible. Why is it possible? Because it says, "Psuva mishum b'negeishet b'suko de'eyal mafsid b'negeim." Here we couldn't apply the psuva of mitzdalu schach posel by schach kosher. If the schach posel, the sodin, is placed with hogging as a protection, doesn't matter protection against what. So then it has a shem schach. So in Mele, we can say that the Schach beneath it is Kimandeles. Is Kimandeles. Because the Schach Possel above it has a Shem Schach. Masha'in came when it is done Linoi for the Mito, it's Nias. Linoi for the Mito. So then, we cannot say that the Schach beneath it or above it is Kimandeles. Only when something is also has a Shem Schach, when it's placed as a protection with Hogi, then we can say that the Schach beneath it and the Schach above it is Kimandeles.